Good morning, everybody. It is Wednesday, the 3rd of October, 2012. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK or Geek Mummy, and this is my Audio Boo audio blog. This is a response to a question I've been asked by a chap called Bernie Goldbach, who is at Top Gold on Twitter and Audio Boo. And Bernie wanted to know any app recommendations for producing and editing audio content on mobile device. And he wanted to know if it's feasible to do timeline editing with a touch device. I'm going to tag my friends Syzygy, Slandy and SM2N in this boo as well, because I know these guys know a lot about audio and do audio stuff on the move, and they might have some input as well. For me, I haven't done any timeline editing of audio on a mobile device, but I do timeline editing of video on my iPad, and I get on with that really well. I find the touch interface works really well. I use an app called Pinnacle Studio, which allows you to bring all video clips together, edit them, trim them, put transitions in, put titles, and generally produce a whole video. The one thing I have found is it really helps to have a stylus, because that gives you a little bit of extra accuracy when you're choosing what you're going to do and when you're editing. The one I use is the Wacom Bamboo stylus. I get on with that very well. So I've got three apps to mention today, and I'm going to talk about them in increasing levels of complexity. So I'm going to start with the simplest one. The simplest audio recording app that I have, in addition to Audio Boo, of course, is an app called Dropvox. That's Dropvox, and it's really very similar to Audio Boo in that it doesn't allow any editing on the device, but it's designed to make it really easy for you to capture audio and get it somewhere where you could edit it. You literally, when you go into it, you've got the ability to connect it to your Dropbox storage, and then all you get is a big old record button. You press record, you speak, it records. When you've finished, it saves your recording into your Dropbox, and it's then available to you on your other devices where you might be able to do the editing. So that's really simple. The next step up is an app called Pocket WavePad, and this one allows recording and timeline editing in the app on your device. What I don't think it allows is the inclusion of other sounds and other audios. So, you know, same old deal, you get a record button, you talk, you finish, you then can see the waveform, you can trim, you can edit. Don't think you can bring other noises in. So the third app that I want to recommend is actually a recommendation that I've had from another podcaster, a chap called Chris Marquardt, who produces the Tips from the Top Floor podcast, recommended this one to us as being a great app for full mobile podcasting. And the app is called BossJock Studio. That's BossJock. It's quite expensive. It's £6.99 in the UK App Store, which I think makes it $10 in the American App Store, so it's pricey. But for that, it's actually an extremely smooth, functional app, and if it does what you want it to do, it's well worth the money. What BossJock Studio does is it allows you to preload up to 6 sounds, which could be pieces of music, sound effects, anything else you want. You can include these into the app from a variety of sources. They can come out of your music library on your device, off Dropbox, a couple of other ways as well, which I haven't investigated. But once you've loaded them in, you basically get a button, and when you press the button, it plays the sound. So much like, you know, the traditional radio studios in the past, where they would have cartridges for different idents and different trailers. So you can just, you know, press a button, get the sound. What the app then does is it handles mixing that sound with microphone input. So you can literally record a show bringing in the sounds that you need when you need them. And the app does all what the technical term is ducking, but it automatically dips the sound of the music in the background if you're talking. So once you've done that, it then produces an audio file, which I think you can send by email or FTP. I can't remember that exactly. But for actually producing in one take a single show, might be great for Octava. BossJock Studio is fabulous. I'd love to hear anyone else's recommendations.